All right, Derek Warren here with Effingham Fire Chief Brant Yoakum. I'm going to talk about some safety for summertime. Summertime is always a bit hit or miss because always with the summer events, you usually have alcohol involved. So it can be a little bit more trying and trying to keep people safe. But the main things I want to touch on are cookouts and then, of course, fireworks safety since right before the 4th of July.
Absolutely. A lot of people are going to be having a lot of cookouts coming up. It's a good time for it. But we don't make sure everybody stays safe while they're doing it.
Definitely. All right, well, I guess we'll start with cookouts then. What are some do's and don'ts?
Yeah, we want to make sure, obviously, everybody's using their grill outside. Try to keep it away from structures, 3 feet at a minimum, ideally 10 feet. Never leave your grill unattended. Also, we want to make sure, you know, kids and pets stay away from it. Don't want anybody getting burned. And also, one important thing is to keep your grill clean. That helps prevent fires right there. So. And always having an extinguisher or some kind of water available to help if anything does fire.
So. Fire extinguisher or a 5 gallon bucket.
That's right.
And everybody loves to grill out this time of year. I mean, it's perfect weather for it most of the time, and you don't heat up your house that way as well.
Yeah, exactly. AC.
But you always want to make sure to be safe. Like you said, stay away from structures and away from any sort of brush in the area as well. You don't want it spitting or anything onto something like that.
Correct. And it could be dry, so we want to make sure you have everything there if you need it, so you're not looking for it once it happens.
Yeah, always make sure to prepare for the worst, and then hopefully the best happens. So that's
exactly
how you want to
exactly.
Be. Yeah, the cooking and cookout stuff is always straightforward with that. Fireworks are a bit different because everybody loves fireworks this time of year. It's right by the 4th of July, but they're little mini explosives that just look nice.
Exactly.
So what are some do's and don'ts for that? There's some obvious ones in there, but also ones you don't think about.
Well, we want everybody to be as safe as possible. We want everybody to have a good time, but we want to make sure that they're safe and legal. Yeah. The city of Effingham, we don't allow anything that flies or if it explodes. That's outside of the city. They could do that, but inside our ordinance say they can't. But if you are going to do something like, you know, with sparklers, smoke devices, snappers, poppers, whatever you may choose, we just want you to be smart with it. Make sure that there's always an adult supervising, an adult lighting fireworks. Wear safety glasses, have water nearby. Never relight a dud. And never point or throw fireworks at anybody.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, you don't want to throw that at somebody. Yeah, exactly.
You know, stay sober and enjoy the fireworks. And then always soak unused fireworks. And try to keep mindful of your neighbors as well. You know, don't want to set them off too late at night. You know, remind that they may be going to bed as well. So.
Yeah, definitely. Who knows what they have going on in the early morning. You never know. Somebody
exactly.
Could be working that day. So, yeah, there's always the... You always have something on the news of somebody that did something wrong with fireworks
exactly.
And it wound up costing them either something on their hand or foot or something, some sort of extremity, and it gets them in the hospital. We want to try to avoid that every way we can.
Yeah, I think nationwide there's over 10,000 injuries due to fireworks every year.
Wow.
And I think 30% of those are involved kids, either a bystander or the one doing it. And just a couple little things that you don't even think about is that sparklers, they can be 2,000 degrees.
Wow.
So they do produce a high burn hazard.
Yeah, I mean, they are burning off right in front of your eyes. So
exactly.
It makes more sense when you think about it. Yeah. Yeah, the little things like sparklers, they have a fire on them as well. So you got to make sure to take precautions.
That's correct.
All right. Any other things you wanted to touch on there?
No, I just I want everybody to have a good time and a safe time. But leave all the major fireworks to the professionals.
Yeah, and since it's been so dry for so long, I just thought about this beforehand. But even if you wet the ground around where you're going to light the fireworks, that can make all the difference.
Yeah, it could. It could. It's
not something you think about. And with it being this dry, though, that you want to take all those precautions.
We always pray for rain, but if we don't have any for a while, you definitely want to keep everything wet, and so we don't have any fire spreading anywhere. So.
Definitely. Yeah, I don't want to be the cause of a wildfire. That would be
exactly.
The worst case.